The book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 to 6.
Okay, wow.
So the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
Excited ako dito.
It's a common passage, I find, but it's also misinterpreted.
Yes.
Faith is one of those words that we kind of just throw into the conversation without putting context to it. I'm sure you've heard of this passage before. If you had a faith like a mustard seed, yung version ato. But if you read KJV, it says faith as a mustard seed. And then more common version, more recent versions, like NIV, I think, would say faith as small as a mustard seed. The mustard seed is used as a metaphor, not as a direct comparison. Pag hindi mo yun nakuha, na hindi siya direct comparison to the size of a mustard seed, but it is a metaphor for the life of a mustard seed, then mag-misinterpret natin yung passage. You know, it's important to understand that Jesus was not belittling these apostles.
Yes,
he wasn't
saying
na, wala kayong faith. But it was more on, I'm gonna teach you how to have faith. And I think a lot of us would go into prayer mode and go, God, I pray for this. I have faith, God. But it's not about just having faith. When you're asking for your faith to be increased, it's really about the process it takes for that mustard seed to be a tree.
Before a seed grows, it has to die first. It has to die being buried. The seed has to come to that point, the process niya, that it's buried, then it grows. Ginagamit namin ito sa church as an illustration for glory, that seeds, eventually, they become glorious. Its potential to become a glorious tree, andun. Same with yung mustard seed na sinasabi mo na, yes, it has to break. It has to be buried. It has to be cultivated before it grows to what it's supposed to be. Before you become what you're supposed to be, you have to die.
I like what you said, that it had to get buried. You need the necessary conditions for the seed to grow. For our faith to be increased, sometimes the conditions involve impossibility and fragility. Parang you need that for you to even be desperate enough to pray that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize that hindi ko to kaya. One other thing then, the mustard seed recognizes, I only have one life. If I don't do this, you really need to follow the process. That's what faith is. When you understand that basic tenet of faith, all the other verses about faith make sense. For example, in James.
Faith without works is dead.
Inunahan mo pa ako sa verse. Okay.
Well, what can I say?
I was meditating on this last night kasi. Our actions reveal our faith. Our faith reveals the object of our trust. And the object of our trust is our God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to say, na God, I have this faith. What action are you taking? Saan naka-root yung faith na yon? Kasi faith by itself cannot produce power.
Correct. Naging meditation ko din kasi yung faith the past months. Your faith is only as strong as yung where you put it on. Kunwari, sa Central Park, meron dong parang body of water that becomes frozen in winter. Enough for you to ski over it. Parang faith is like the ability to ski. Kahit gaano ka skillful yung ability mo to ski over ice. If the ice itself isn't reliable, walang kwenta yung galing mo mag-ski. Parang ganun din. Actually, faith, it should carry the notion na hindi mo kayang i-will yung sarili mo to do something without really understanding kung kanino ka nakarely. Kung kanino ka nakarely is something or someone na talagang sure ka. Merong certainty dapat yung pinaglalagyan mo ng faith mo. Kasi yung pinaglalagyan mo ng faith mo, yung nagbibigay ng power or nagbibigay ng ability.
Which ties very nicely to Hebrews 11.
Mm-hmm.
For faith is the assurance of things we hope for and the certainty for things that we do not see. It mentions certainty. It has been misdefined for us. That when you have faith, you just have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in what? Believe in who?
Correct. You have to highlight that.
Timothy actually says this. And I think a lot of young people will relate to this. Because Timothy is kind of like the youth leader ng taon. Si Timothy yung crush mo sa summit, sa mga camp conferences, sa church. Si Timothy yun.
Ibalita mo siya for 1 week lang. Hindi si Timothy yung sumulat ng Timothy, ha? Si Paul to Timothy.
He uses the word persuade or convinced. I am persuaded. Mm. I am convinced. Inaral niya. He did not just believe. Merong debate between his heart and his mind. In-entertain niya yung mga tanong. In-entertain niya yung confusion. I really believe in well-reasoned faith. I took the time to study them, to question them, to reason with God about them.
Faith is, you've gathered all the facts about it, and I'm convinced that it is something that I can put my trust on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hindi ka sasakay sa isang jeep na walang karatula.
Yeah.
Sabihin, kung nakita mo yung karatula ng jeep, tapos dun ka din papunta, sasakay ka dun sa jeep na yun. Bakit? Kasi that sign is a fact that I have considered, kaya sasakay ako dun sa jeep na yun, at kahit makatulog ako, makakarating ako dun sa destination ko. Ganun din yung faith, di ba? You consider facts. You think.
Yeah.
Kaya ako magkaka-faith kay Lord kasi I've seen His history. I have the whole Bible na this God is faithful. Oh, this God is merciful. This God has loving kindness to 1,000 generations.
Based on this ABC.
Yes. Sa iba, they cannot come to that logical conclusion na the right and proper foundation dapat ng faith ko. Dito dapat talaga ako kay Lord magtitiwala. When I think about it, yung faith natin is dapat very informed. One way to put yung faith natin is first to yield and then to wield.
Ang ganda nun. First, your faith should be correct. But also, that you as a follower of the faith can be corrected.
Amen.
Yung sinabi mo rin kanina, I just want to go back to that. A lot of the times, I think people find it hard to pick up their Bible and read. Kasi hindi mo naman alam why, ba't ko siya babasahin today? And the reason why is so that alam mo kung saan mo ibibase yung faith mo.
Diba?
I don't really think faith is sustainable unless you read your Bible. We're all guilty of that. I'm not saying na sobrang consistent ko sa Bible reading ko. But I honestly don't think it is sustainable kasi magigising ka na lang at hindi mo na alam yung direction mo.
Mm.
Una, alam mo na dapat naghahanap ko ng karatula. Pero anong karatula na? Diba? Faith requires a promise. Otherwise, stagnant yung faith mo. Hanggang dun ka na lang sa Christ died for me. It's central to our faith. But it's not what it's just about. There are more books after that. Disciples desire for their faith to be increased. They want to keep going.
Yung apostles, meron silang idea that ito yung faith nila. Tapos meron silang idea na, Lord, gusto namin yung faith namin ganito. Kumbaga, kunyari, ang level ng faith ko ngayon ay 1. Gusto ko magkaroon ng increase. Ang sagot ni Lord ay, you have mustard seed faith, di ba? You say to this tree, go. Yan. Pero hindi sinagot ni Jesus saying, I will increase your faith to level 2. Kasi minsan, we're so obsessed with an increase of faith na quantitative, yung masasabi natin na nami-measure ko siya by my own standards na hindi ako nag-yield dun sa process. Tulad ng sinasabi mo, yung outcome niyan ay hindi sa akin.
Right.
But that it grows into eventually a tree. That the seed becomes glorious. It becomes something na it was not like it the day before. Kasi akala natin, kapag ito na yung itsura dapat ng faith, then magiging accessible na yung mga bagay. Sa totoo lang, because we have this faith, there are so many things that are accessible to us, even right now.
Good point.
Yung sinasabi ni Jesus eh, even if tingin mo yung faith mo ganito, there are things that are accessible to you right now. Do something about it. Bakit tayo nag-uusap tungkol dun sa quantitative na increase? Eh ako yung author and finisher ng faith eh. Kung ano yung magiging growth niyan, is not a concern mo. What you do about it is.
Yung point mo about quantitative increase really emphasizes our limited wisdom as humans.
Mm.
Kasi yun yung kaya natin i-conceive. You know, when the apostles were saying, increase our faith. Before they said this, yung passages kasi before Luke 17, it's like a series of parables from Jesus. And so, they were beginning to be taught these concepts na sobrang larger than life na it's just not possible by human means anymore.
Mm.
And if you notice yung parang succession nung sinabi ni Jesus sa mustard seed, it starts with yourself. If you had faith as a mustard seed, and then nag-range siya from, you can say to this mulberry tree, something that is possible, to go uproot itself to something that is impossible, and then it will obey you to something that is even glorious. Diba? Ganun tayong lahat. The leaders we admire in our lives, we look up to, you know, these great testimonies, they didn't start dun sa end na nung sinabi ni Jesus that everything obeys them. But they started dun muna sa mustard seed. may nag-argue din kasi na, so do I say na, sabi ko sa mulberry tree, mag-uproot ka dyan. And,
kasi hindi gumalaw.
Tapos hindi gumalaw. Does that mean na wala akong faith? No. Unang-una, we only say out of obedience to God. If God did not command you to tell to this tree to get uprooted, why are you going to ask this tree to get uprooted? But if God commanded you to share the gospel to your friends, then you can say, God, I'm going to share the gospel to my friends. Please provide the opportunity so that I can share the good news to this friend. If God commanded that, then that's what you say and that's what you act upon. It's not really about, oh, sige, I test ko nga kung may faith ako. But that's why you read the word so that you know what to say. Do your quiet time. What does He want me to say? And what does He want me to do? So that hindi ka frustrated as a Christian if you trust the process. Siguro tanong ko sa'yo is, what are the processes that God is working on in your life ngayon?
Mm-hmm. For the longest time, ang tingin ko talaga dapat pagdating sa pananampalataya is the more knowledge I acquire equates to yung faith ko. The process that I'm going through is that mas malaya ako ngayon to take risks. kinilig siya.
Okay lang, go lang.
Yung risk-taking ko, unlike before, kasi dati gusto ko nga calculated lahat. Meron akong hand in everything. Meron akong safety net, kaya nang babakod tayo nun. Pero other than, hindi lang naman sa relationships, but also dun sa, dun sa decisions that you make in life. If you know who holds the future, then you don't have to worry about the future. Yun yung paulit-ulit ko na iniisip. The only way you progress is to check yung history ni Lord and to rest in the fact that He knows the future. So parang ako, when I walk one day at a time, I have to always remind myself na whatever happens in front of me, I don't have to be nearsighted about. This, what I'm seeing right now, is not everything. Today's worries and today's problems are just today's. When I stress about tomorrow's, hindi ko teritoryo yun eh. I can't even be there. I can only be here. So I'll tackle with today. Yung tomorrow, it's not that I'm not gonna plan. It's that when I put my plan into motion, yung umaandar dapat yung today. And yung right. Yung plans ko for tomorrow can be subject to change. Yung perspective ko, I see and react what's happening sa harap ko. Pero this is not all there is.
I relate to that so much because I overplan. The future for me, I can spend hours and hours and hours just planning for it. Sabi natin kanina, whoever is the object of your trust is your God. Sometimes I wonder if nagiging Diyos ko na ba yung mga plano ko? Diba? Sabi nga, God is, the Alpha and the Omega. You can trust God with the future because He's already there. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang siya nandyan from the beginning. Nandindi siya sa end. He's already there. Yes, it is impressive in a way na meron kang plano, you have faith for these great things in your life. Pero I think it also requires faith to be in the present. We are similar in that way sa process na how can I have faith in the present na balance sa future. God really had to work with me to process things with me for me to be able to enjoy the present. You want to escape eh. Kunwari meron akong emotion na dapat maramdaman. Pero alam mo, tendency ko na pansin ko sa sarili ko, I will get my planner. Nakakaabot ako ng 2022. Kasi gusto kong iwasan yung dapat kong maramdaman. Diba, I was telling you about a friend who passed away. Parang God really had to stop me and say, you know what, you just need to breathe. Just set that aside and just breathe. So, I spent the past couple of days breathing and just processing things. And at the end, nagsettle naman yung peace ni God. Andun yung breaking eh. Inalaw ko na mag-break yung heart ko eh para makapasok si God eh. And for Him to do His work. Napakinggan mo na ba yun? The stress cycle?
Go. Ano yan?
Alam, nakay Brene Brown to. Most of you panu ko. The stress cycle. So, apparently, emotions have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Oh, okay.
So, you will find sometimes na kahit na-achieve mo na isang bagay, stress ka pa din. Kasi it's the actual emotion that needs to be dealt with. Nag-umpisa siya, doon siya sa middle, so hindi mo tinapos. So, stress ka. Mm-hmm. When you feel stress, tapusin mo yung cycle. And some of the ways to finish that cycle is, one is to just cry it out. Kung naiiyak ka, iyak mo na lang. Parang in my head kasi when I'm busy, naisip ko, wala ko oras umiyak. But you notice na pag iniyak mo na lang, it'll take like a few minutes lang naman pala. After ko umiyak, makakapag-paper na ako ulit. Obviously, there are places na hindi ka makaiyak. So, one other way is to laugh. Another is to do physical activities. Exercise ka. Or one is creative. Kumanta. Tell the emotion na naramdaman kita and tatapusin ko yon, yung cycle na yon.
Okay.
Going back to our topic is the mustard seed, recognizing na ito na yung option na kukunin ko. Magpapa-break na ako and I will be the puno that God wants me to be. I have seen the other options. I have experienced the secular life. God allowed that and I can honestly say at this point in my life na ito yung definition ng faith na kukunin ko. I am persuaded and convinced in this type of life.
Ako kasi ang nasa isip po, my life has been relatively boring testimony-wise. Pero coming from you, that's encouraging. Lalo dun sa mga tao that sa panahon na to na-trigger talaga yung paghahanap ng sarili. To hear that from you na parang you've considered options and you've seen yung different ways to live life, to choose and what to put your trust and faith on and say, this is what you freely choose. Sa iba kasi, when they have a testimony that's as boring as mine. Nalagyan ko lang ano, ng quotes yung boring kasi hindi ko naman sinabi na walang excitement sa naging testimony ko doon sa buhay ko. But more of, meron pa rin dapat room for asking God and even doubting. You don't have to have all the answers altogether. Siguro, this is addressed to those people na parang nasa isip nila, ano ba yan, ang boring naman ng testimony ko? Or compared sa iba, parang hindi naman ako nag-bisyo, hindi ako na ganyan. So,
without doubt, Thomas would not have seen God's hand.
I thank God that there are pains that I didn't get to experience. May mga bagay na hindi ko na kailangang pagdaanan just because of the way I was brought up. So I thank God for that. Yeah. May mga lessons that I didn't have to learn the hard way.
I also praise God for what I have to go through. And I think that's ultimately, it's the completion of the faith process. Mm-hmm. If it ends in praise, that completes the faith process. Yeah. Whether or not the testimony is like yours, Benj, or the testimony is like mine, we still get to praise God because ultimately it's not about the testimony.
Correct.
But it's about the God who brought you through that testimony, who broke through the strongholds for you. That testimony does not only serve us, for us to reflect on it, but I think it helps us to serve our particular fields. The mustard seed is just not sown in one field. We can minister to our own fields. Such an interesting dynamic to the podcast.
Actually, na-excite ako simula pa lang nung sinasabi mo yung verse.
So yeah, let's pray. Heavenly loving Father, we want to thank you, God, for this time. Thank you, God, for the rebuke and the loving reminder of what it takes to increase our faith. That you do not belittle us, but you see the potential in us. Lord, may you give us the faith to trust in the process. We trust you with what you're doing because we have seen what you can do and we trust you in the person that you are developing in us. May we continue to be faithful in following you, Lord, and may we continue to increase, dear God, our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. For listening to an episode of Ano Na with Benj and Cha. Let us know what you think. You can catch me at all socials at BJY Jeronimo.
And you can tag me at Cha, the podcaster, on Instagram. For your comments and suggestions on topics you'd like us to cover, you can also email us at anonathepodcast@gmail.com. Also, Malik.